Join NYRR and thousands of people around the world that share your passion for the sport and run our free 1 mile virtual race. Run the virtual NYRR Global Running Day 1 mile, powered by Strava, anywhere, anytime, between June 1st and 6th. Visit nyrr.org to sign up now.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Habitual Routine. I'm Coach Anique Lamar.
And I'm Coach Roberto Manjay.
And I'm Shaquana Bell.
And today is Global Running Day. So happy Global Running Day, Shaquana. Happy Global Running Day, Roberto. How do you two plan to spend your Global Running Day? What celebrations do you have planned?
I'm probably going to go for a 1 mile run in Morningside Park. I think that's what I'm going to do. It's something simple. It's something that doesn't overwhelm me having the thought of that. So I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. Normally, I spend my Global Running Day at Icon Stadium with 1,000 kids at our Global Running Day field day. So this year is going to be very, very different because it's not me and 1,000 kids and some of my fellow rising New York Roadrunner staff. It's just me in the park, and I think I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm actually getting a little excited now that I'm thinking about being alone in the park and it not being hectic and screaming and so many people. What about you, Roberto?
Yeah, I think, you know, this Global Run Day for me is unique in that in the now nearly 5 years I've been at NYR, is the first one that we're celebrating where we aren't going to be together. So I think I'm going to really celebrate it by just having a nice trail run. I love running in the woods. I've always loved running in the woods since I started running, the solitude, the peace. And like Shaquana said, in previous years, it's such a great celebration that we're all together, whether at the run center, in Central Park or other various parks and locations. And it is a global holiday, but I think what is going to make it stand out for me is how, you know, personal I can make it this year and just get into nature and lose myself, knowing that there'll be future Global Running Days where we'll all be together running and celebrating as one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do more of the Shaquana route, if I'm going to be honest, but I'm going to add an incentive to myself, which is running for food, which is one of my favorite hobbies, is that you run someplace, you bring some money or your credit card, and then you get food. So I'm going to run to a burrito place that we all know and love that I cannot mention. Rhymes with Chipotle. And carry my Chipotle burrito like a relay baton, a very heavy 5-pound relay baton, and then run home with it. So that's my super silly, fun way to celebrate Global Running Day. And, you know, this is a day where running meets you where you are, as Coach Roberto always says, and we celebrate all things running. And today we're going to celebrate with stories from runners. And since it's a global day, why not hear from those around the world?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're going to share stories from one runner from every single continent on Earth and hear their stories on why they run. Why stop with Earth? We'll also hear from Sunita Williams, who is a NASA astronaut, on the experience of running in space. Wow, that's just unreal. Out of this world, I guess I'll say. You know, we all know running is transformative, but hearing runners from every corner of the globe and beyond will hopefully put into perspective the power of simply putting one foot in front of the other.
Our first story comes from Dene Dormi from Tiwa Ancestral Territory, also known as Albuquerque, New Mexico, United States. Dene tells the story of how running and Navajo culture are interconnected and how she uses running as medicine, as prayer, and a way to connect with her family and the land. Let's hear from Dene.
Yat'e she'e Dene Dormia nishye, tabahan nishle, nakai dene'e bashashin, totsoni dashache, nakai dene'e dashanale. My name is Dene Dormi. I'm Edge of Water Clan, born for the Mexican People Clan, and I'm a citizen of the Navajo Nation. I live on Tiwa Ancestral Territory, also known as Albuquerque, New Mexico, here in the United States, North America. I run because in my Navajo culture, it is medicine, it is prayer, and it is how I connect to my family and the land. I've been running my entire life ever since I can remember as the daughter of a longtime high school track coach and also someone who grew up surrounded by other Indigenous runners, both in my family and broader community. A decade ago, I moved across the country to attend college at Yale University. I remember feeling extremely displaced during this time in my life. I had given up my pursuit of sports to follow an academic pathway, and I was moving over 2,000 miles away from my community and my homelands and what felt like my culture as well. And I was one of a small handful of Native American students on a college campus, which is situated on Quinnipiac ancestral lands in what's known as New Haven, Connecticut. So the very painful history and stories that that area carried, I think it was very noticeable for me when I arrived. And honestly, running saved me. My first week on campus, I laced up my shoes and I went on a 4-mile run to a nearby park to the east early in the morning because I honestly didn't know what else to do. I was so lonely at that time. And as a Navajo person, I was taught that, you know, you start your day by going for a run and greeting the sun and greeting Creator, and you make your presence known. And that is how you build discipline and strength and connect to the land on a daily basis. So that day, I took comfort in that moment of stillness and connection, and I felt like I could recognize myself again. That even though I was a guest on the homelands of another tribe, that Creator could still find me here in this new space, and running helped me feel like my family was right there alongside me. So I think there is this beauty in knowing that no matter where we are in the world, running is medicine. Sha'e Dene Dormi Anishya. My name is Dene Dormi, and this is why I run.
Our next story comes from Luisa Inez Rivas Diaz from Santiago, Chile. Luisa tells her story of how anyone can run competitively at any age, as well as how the strength she's gotten from running marathons miraculously saved her life. Let's hear from Luisa.
Mi nombre es Luisa Rivas, y yo vivo en Santiago de Chile, Sudamérica. My name is Luisa Rivas, and I live in Santiago, Chile, South America. I run because it's made me feel not only connected to myself, but also with the environment where I am running. And also it connects me with my dreams, my projects, and my aims. I also run to feel happy and to get the best energy. Running allows us to have an active and unhealthy life. And in this way, to reflect that all of us, no matter the age you are, you can run and feel happy. One day, I started running, and I felt so happy that I couldn't stop anymore. I entered a runner club called Santiago Runner Chile, where I began to learn how about to train, how about races, and about marathons. Up to now, I have run more than 20 marathons, including the majors and obtaining the first places in my age group. I have run Chicago Marathon twice, first place in my age group, London Marathon, second place, Berlin Marathon twice, and obtaining my personal best 3 hours, 4 minutes, 31 seconds. First place. I ran Boston Marathon in 2019, and I have had the great privilege to have run New York City Marathon, the most wonderful marathon in the world, 3 times, obtaining first, second, and third place in my age group. I have a terrific story too, because I almost died. A bridge at night fall down, and I fall with my car in this river. I have to swim in a dark night about half an hour, and to get some at the side of the river, because it was very full of water, with current, and I can't save my life, because I said, I have run marathon 3 hours, so I can't resist here 3 hours too. And I have to swim about half an hour and to save my life. And that I tell you because running a marathon makes me strong. It's to reflect that an activity give you energy, give beside energy, give another vision of life. I don't know how to say, but it made me strong. Running makes every people strong, I think. But I saved my life. My name is Luisa Riva, y todo esto es porque yo corro.
Our next story comes from Runar Gundersen from Durman, Norway. Runar tells the story of how one race, the 1978 New York City Marathon, changed his life and why he's dedicated every fall for the past 41 years to run the race. Let's hear from Runar.
Jeg heter Runar Brandt Gundersen, og jeg bor i Drammen, Norge i Europa. My name is Runar Brandt Gundersen, and I live in Drammen, Norway, Europe. In the spring of 1978, I read about the New York City Marathon. It caught my interest, and I got the crazy idea to run it later that year in October. I started planning, and October the 22nd, I was on Fort Wentworth on Staten Island together with about 9,000 other runners. I met a woman there that I knew from Norway, where we both did track running, and we talked for a while before going to the start. That was Greta Weitz. That day changed two lives, her life and my life. She won the race and she set a new world record. I started a running streak that would span decades. At that time, I ran because I liked it. It was a great way to clear the head after a busy day. I felt free and I always came back from a run feeling much better than when I started. Running was and still is better than any medicine that you can buy. And running is so simple compared to other training. Put on the running shoes and start running. I also ran because I was competitive. It was important to get a good result, a good time, good place. After 1978, I had to come back to New York the next year, and the next year, and so on. It became an important part of my life, and I still come back after running the New York City Marathon 41 times. With the years, the reason for running started changing slightly. All the years, the love for running has been there, and still is. The competitive aspect with running has become less and less important. I'm running because I love it. I run the New York City Marathon to enjoy it. But the most important thing about running is to meet friends. Running has given me so many new friends, all over the world. Most of them in the US, but also in Canada, Australia, and in Europe. I travel a lot, and every trip I visit running friends. That's friends that I would not have if it wasn't for the running. I have met friends in many US states on my travels, and the last 6 years I've done 3 trips to Australia to visit running friends. Australia is very far from Norway, 20 to 25 hours in the air. And I know that none of those trips would have happened if it wasn't for my friends and again from my running. Mitt navn Runar Brandt Gundersen, og det grunnen til at jeg løper. My name is Runar Brandt Gundersen, and that's why I run.
Our next story comes from Retable Kwakisi from Soweto, South Africa. Retable tells the story of how he has used running as a coping mechanism, how it's driven him to have a happier, healthier life, and how he's working towards providing training and coaching to youth running to change his community into a running community. Let's hear from Retable.
Hi, my name is Retable Kwakisi from Soweto, South Africa, in Africa. I run because running is a form of an escape. It's a coping mechanism for me. Knowing very well that Soweto is one of those locations and regions that are very dangerous. You know that growing up in a rough background, there are a lot of things that you can be tempted to do. It's either you're a gangster, a drug addict, or an alcohol abuser. So I chose a different path from others, and I decided to be a runner. Running keeps me fit. Running is my calling. This is what I do on a daily basis. Running is a form of a coping mechanism to me, and running keeps me healthy. A healthy body, a healthy mind, that's all they say. And running keeps the doctor away, as they say, even though there are some injuries that occur along the way. But staying fit and running one time a day, once a day, I think it's a good start for everyone. Most recently, I've ventured into trail running. Trail running, I think it's my passion, and this is what I love lately. And all thanks to my coach who have guided me through the years, Lakimia, it's my coach. So he has guided me throughout my whole running career, I can say. He has played a pivotal role in my running career and molding me to what I am today. I've took part in several races, like your Soweto Marathon, your Two Oceans Marathon, and some of the local races that we have here in South Africa. And I would love to see the youth being more engaged in nation building more than crime and drugs. So usually we have our running clinics at our local schools here. We teach kids to about life, running. We conduct those running clinics and everything. And we provide coaching and free training programs here. So yeah, one of my biggest goals is to change my community into a running community, getting everyone active. This is my story. This is Retable Kwakisi from South Africa. Thanks.
Our next story comes from Bashik Lakdari from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Bashik is a member of Achilles International Mongolia and tells the story of how running makes him happy, releases stress, and help him discover a community of athletes just like him to express their feelings, inspire those with disabilities to live an active life. Let's hear from Bashik.
My name is Patshik. I live in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, Asia. I'm a member of Achilles International Mongolia. I run because it makes me feel happiness and help me to release stress and to stay healthy. Moreover, it builds up physically and mentally endurance. Before I joined Achilles International Mongolia, I almost not used to run, but I used to do sports such as soccer, basketball, ping pong, and taekwondo. I have been someone who don't like to fall behind others due to my disability. since I was a child. Thus, I always used to try to be a winner and a leader among the people around me. For an example, I came to the basketball court and people saw me and said, "How in the world that you can play basketball with only a hand?" And I just showed them how I play basketball and I win them. Then they are surprised and say, "That was amazing. How did you learn that?" That kind of thing. My life and my lifestyle has been influenced by joining Hills International Mongolia. There I have met people who take care of each other and they're so friendly and sociable. It was great to share my feelings with them because most of them feel the same. Also, I was changed into someone who is more self-confident and I got to decide to live with being a good example for other disability people through running and my career success. My name is Patrick. That's why I run.
Our next story comes from Chrissy Dawes from Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. Chrissy is a professional wheelchair athlete and three-time Paralympic medalist. After a childhood accident, she tells a story of searching for feeling of strength, invincibility, and freedom she felt riding a bike in her youth. By chance, wheelchair racing matched that feeling and defied the expectations of many. Let's hear from Chrissy.
My name is Chrissy Dawes. I live in Merriweather, Newcastle, Australia. And I push because it's not what people expect. Had a car accident when I was 10 years old, leaving me a paraplegic. Prior to my accident, I was a fit, healthy, active kid. I think if ADHD had been invented, I'm sure I would have been a candidate. I used to love riding my bike down the biggest hills that I could find, yelling, "Look, Mum, no hands," and it felt awesome. Post-accident, I sometimes felt mollycoddled and suffocated by people trying to protect me and keep me safe. I was desperate to find something that gave me the feeling I got when I was riding my bike, that feeling of strength and invincibility, that feeling of freedom. By chance, I found that feeling in wheelchair racing. I do think it's a widely held perception that people with disabilities are sickly and poorly, not capable of being nimble, agile, or quick, certainly not capable of pushing 26 mile unaided, let alone faster than any able-bodied person could run. My sport, my wheelchair racing, is a giant contradiction and flies right in the face of that belief. The belief that people with disabilities are weak, unwell, incapable, breakable humans. But by George, we are so much more. We just need to prove it. My name is Chrissy Dawes, and that's why
our next story comes from Sha Jessie Mao from Beijing, China. Jessie runs because she loves to explore, and one of those racing experiences was the 2018 Antarctic Ice Marathon. She described the experience of racing in the southernmost marathon on Earth. Let's hear from Jessie.
我是毛沙，我是中国人，我现在住在中国的北京。 I'm Sha Jessie Mao. I run because I love to explore. I'm Chinese. I have been runner for almost 20 years. I love to traveling the world with the marathon races. In April 2018, I did the northernmost marathon at North Pole. Then I told myself I need to go to the southernmost. Same year on December, I finally got in Yuning Glacier Ice Camp, south 79 degree, 1100 kilometers from South Pole, the end of the world, which is the southernmost marathon, is Antarctica Ice Marathon. I have never seen any landscape beautiful like this. Doesn't look like it in our planet. Spectacular, enormous, and mysterious. I lost my words. Lucky for us, got the chance to run right here. Compared with the New York City Marathon, we only got 60 runners from all over the world. You barely see any people during the race. Most of the time, just me in the beautiful, white, and quiet frozen world. Weather is the big boss in Antarctica. In the day of the race, we got really strange whiteout weather. Whole world just white. We totally lost the horizon and the direction. The sun is so bright now that I couldn't see anything without the sunglasses. Running on conditions like this, most of the time I feel desperate, but felt very lucky as well because it's Antarctica. The feeling is like in the running with a cup of milk or within the cloud. I can only follow the little blue flags that was prepared by the marathon organization. From the safety perspective, the marathon route is a bit different than New York City Marathon. One lap just around the 10 kilometers, we repeated 4 laps. We got a few cheerleaders by staffs from the camp. Not as much as a New York City Marathon. Christmas was coming. We even had a tiny Christmas tree on the track. I prepared a Chinese brown sugar ginger hot tea for myself. It kept me warm. Also, the organizer prepared the supplies in major tent. Halfway into the race, I changed out of my frozen clothes and shoes that was wet. Took hours. I finally finished the race while holding the medal in my hand. I felt like I was the happiest girl on the planet. Now it's time for drinks. My name is Jessie Mao, and this is Why I Run.
Our last story is out of this world, literally. We hear from Sunita Williams, NASA astronaut, about why she runs and what it's like to run in space. Williams has spent a total of 322 days in space on 2 missions and has spent 50 hours and 40 minutes on cumulative time spacewalking. Let's hear from Sunita.
Hi, my name is Sunny Williams. I live in Houston, Texas, USA. I'm a NASA astronaut, and my story is about running in space. Actually, I run because it's a way for me to connect people, which seems sort of weird for running in space. But throughout my life, I've been known in my neighborhoods, wherever I've lived, partially because I have 2 Labrador Retrievers that I run with, for being a runner. I run around all the time with them, and people know me as the girl who runs around the neighborhood with the 2 dogs. But I didn't have my labs when I went up to the International Space Station, and I was still known as a runner. Why? For sort of a crazy reason, I got to run the Boston Marathon in space. I qualified for the Boston Marathon here in Houston, and unfortunately, when the race was going to be run, I was going to be in space, so I didn't get to do it. But I got in touch with, through my sister, got in touch with the folks at the Boston Marathon and said, hey, can I actually do it while I'm up in space on the International Space Station on the treadmill? And they were totally accommodating and sent me up not only a number for the race, but also highlights from the race so I could watch it while I was running. As well as my flight control team here in Mission Control in Houston, they all get pumped up about it. And they ran a marathon relay race, which they videoed and sent that up to me, and jam music that they all picked out and liked for me to listen to while I was running. And even as we were approaching the marathon, a bunch of folks, my sister and other astronauts, got together in Massachusetts right before the race and had a big pasta dinner and celebrated together as they were getting ready to run the race themselves. So, you know, why I run the race or why I run in space and is because, one, we have to, and the treadmill up there is good and bad, and you just have to deal with how it is. It's sort of like running on the road, a marathon on the road, of course. It's not always going to be super pleasant, but it's that sense of accomplishment. You know, the treadmill, you're connected to the treadmill via a harness that's over your shoulders, around your waist, holds you down to the treadmill. So every time you take a step up, it pulls you right back down. And it's fun for a little while, particularly when you first get to space, of how the heck to run on this thing. But after about 10, 15 miles, that gets a little bit hard. It's sort of like Heartbreak Hill in the middle of a Boston Marathon, when you're like, oh my gosh, am I really going to finish this thing? But, you know, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of doing it, that sense of sharing with so many people and hopefully inspiring, you know, all the crowd of people who watch marathons, you know, they're pretty pumped up as the runners are going by. And I felt like I could share that from running on the space station, just trying to be an inspiration to the next generation of runners to live healthy and think about challenging themselves to do things, something bigger than they ever thought or dared to do. My name is Sunny Williams. I'm a NASA astronaut, and that's why I run.
For season two, after we discuss the how and the why, we want to make some space to provide some thoughts and takeaways that really resonated with us from our guest. And boy, did we have guests today. And so we just want to highlight some of these big takeaways for the listener. Shaquana, what resonated with you?
Well, as I listened to each story, there were common themes of what running meant to everyone. One that weaved through each experience is how it's used as medicine. It helps clear your head, connect to people, and connect to the environment. Which, now that I think about it, is interesting because the environment is what people use for natural healing. Healthy body, healthy mind, as Retable said. That's a phrase that applies to every mover, no matter how you do it, how fast you do it, or where you are in the world. That's what makes Global Running Day so great, because it's the day everyone around the world can pledge to move together. What's your takeaway, Roberto?
Yeah, I think what resonated with me was, you know, we have all these runners from all across the world, and clearly even one out of this world. But then what connects them all is the joy of running and how running fits into their lives. And I think that's something that could resonate not just with me, but with anybody around the world and hopefully anybody listening, because running at the end of the day is such a simple pastime, if you will. Some people use it for purely exercise, some people for an escape, some people as part of their, you know, mental toolkit, if you will. But hearing each of these people's stories, it was just interesting to see like how running fit into their lives and how it shaped their narrative. And none of them obviously know each other, but like they have that commonality of running. And that's really what resonates with me. And that's kind of what makes, again, running Global Running Day so special. It's just you get people from around the world celebrating running in their own unique way, and there is no right or wrong, and some of them are just really, really cool stories.
Yeah, everyone uses this sport completely different, right? There's like a million and a half iterations of running. It means something different to everyone. But as Shaquana said, there are these through lines, right? You know, the idea of therapeutic reasons to run, this idea of medicine and running. And so while everyone uses it in completely random ways, we, you know, at the top of the podcast, we talked about three completely different ways to celebrate that were unique to us and how we celebrate and why we run. But there's commonality in all these stories. And when we reached out, people weren't like, I have no idea what you're talking about. People were like, yeah, I get like that. I want to talk about running, and it is powerful and it's important in my life. And that power is why Global Running Day is just a really fun holiday to celebrate, because, you know, it just shares that commonality in those through lines. So friends, Shaquana, Roberto, I'm just so happy to spend Global Running Day with you. And thank you for spending it with me.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
A huge thank you to our storytellers nationally, internationally, and up in space for sharing their stories about Global Running Day and why running is so powerful for them.
As you register for the virtual NYRR Global Running Day 1 Mile, remember to sign your kids up for the Rising New York Roadrunners Global Running Day virtual race with 1 mile, 1.5 miles, and 5K distance options. Head over to nyrr.org/youth and check the races and events page for current and upcoming virtual youth events.
And thank you to our team who helped make this show happen. Executive producer John Phillips. Today's show was produced, edited, and mixed by John Phillips and Craig Gorbanoff.
Thanks so much for listening. Happy Global Running Day, and we'll see you soon. Feel it in my body, feel it in my feet.